This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa wa ba'd. Ladies and gents, brethren and sisters, friends and colleagues, of the honors that Allah Rabbul Izzah has conferred on this nation, of the honors that Allah Rabbul Izzah has conferred on this nation, it is to have made us of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For wallahi, no honor is greater than to be of the nation of this final seal of prophethood. And today, I have been requested to speak on the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let me just say that miracles are not a cause or a reason for belief, but they are a signature of Allah Rabbul Izzah and a sign that He sends with the rightly guided prophets of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So Musa alayhi salam came, and Allah Rabbul Izzah granted him certain miracles and certain signs. He used to put his hand under his arm, pull it out, and it used to shine like the burning sun. And he used to get his staff and hit with it the ocean, and the ocean parted. He chucked it on the floor and it swallowed the serpents of the magicians. Allah Rabbul Izzah sent Isa alayhi salam, and he used to get clay, like the mud from the ground, make a little bird out of it, and then go, and the bird used to fly away. He healed those born blind and the lepers by God's permission. A person died, so Isa alayhi salam went and he said, "Lazarus, rise," and the dead man rose up again. These are the miracles that Allah Rabbul Izzah grants His prophets as a sign and testimony of the truth with which they have come. So today we discuss, by the grace of Allah Rabbul Izzah, the miracles of the seal of prophethood, of the last of the prophets. And the miracles in the life of our Nabi are multiple and numerous. So in the time available to me, I will just look at some of them with you, inshaAllah, and live through those events in which these miracles and these signs were witnessed and occurred. The miracles in the life of the Prophet started before his birth, but there isn't enough time to cover everything, so just let me just start at around the age of 11. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a young lad, about the age of some of the year 7s or so. And his uncle takes him on a trip to Syria. And those trips used to be across the desert and on camelback and so on. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is traveling towards Syria. Now, in the southern parts of Syria, there's a city called Basra in those days. And in that city, there's a monastery, like an old church, on a hilltop. And in that church was an elderly Christian monk. The Arabs used to call him Bahira, the monk, because near that place was a little oasis or a little lake, subsequently the name Bahira. Now Bahira is sitting on the hilltop in his monastery. He's a monk, and he notices there in the horizon a caravan coming, a group of people with camels and so on, which was normal, it was ordinary. Every now and again you would see a group of people come from Arabia to go towards Bilad al-Sham. And Bahira looked, and on top of this caravan, he noticed a low-lying cloud. It is scorching hot. the heat of the desert. But this caravan seems to be concealed and covered and shielded and protected from the sun by the slow laying cloud, which again is ordinary, because clouds go where clouds go, it is unpredictable. And Bahir is just watching, and then he noticed that if the caravan moves to the right, the cloud moves to the right. And if the caravan moves to the left, the cloud moves to the left. And when the caravan stopped, the cloud stopped. So Bahira sits up. Like, what is this? And being a spiritual man, he sees the spiritual significance that there must be some great personality there. So he pays special attention to the caravan. And when the caravan comes and parks next to the water body, under a tree, and some of the inhabitants and the travelers from the caravan come and sit under the tree, Bahira notices that the tree moves down a bit over them to give extra shade. And why wouldn't it? The future Prophet of Allah was to be seated under it. And these are the early miracles and the early signs and the early favors of Allah Rabbul Izzah on this Prophet. Now I want to fast forward, and there's other things to look at, but time is limited. I want to go to the day of his prophethood. So come with me to the cave of Hira, a rocky mountain in a secluded cave. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now is 40 years old, and he's sitting in the cave meditating or worshipping. We don't know the exact method. The scholars call it yatahannaf, as in the Abrahamic method of worship. He's alone in the cave, and then he notices there's someone else in the cave, a stranger. And the stranger doesn't say hi or hello or salaam alaikum. He says iqra, read, recite, proclaim. So the Prophet says, ma ana biqari, I am not learned, I can't read, I am illiterate. So he says, the man grabbed me like in a bear hug and squeezed me until I could bear it no more, and then released me and then commanded again, iqra, read, recite, proclaim. I said, ma ana biqari, I am not learned, I can't read, I am illiterate. So again he held me a third time or a second time and squeezed me and let me go, and again commanded, and the third time and again commanded, and this time he recites, iqra, read, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, in the name of your Lord who created, khalaq al-insana min alaq, created man from a cloth-like substance, iqra, read, wa rabbuka al-akram, and your Lord is bountiful. And these are the first revelations of the Quran, and officially the Prophet has now become a prophet. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's an extraordinary experience. Imagine he's just in the cave meditating, and this guy comes and hugs him and squeezes him. So the Prophet is troubled, so he picks his belongings and runs out of the cave, and he looks up, and the same individual that had come in the cave is now outside. But he says, in angel form, like in his full glory and magnificence, this is Jibreel. The Prophet said he has 600 wings. Each wing covers the horizon. The Quran describes him, ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين. The mighty Jibreel, seated near the throne of Allah, obedient, then reliable and trustworthy. So now the Prophet sees Jibreel sitting on a throne, and he says he covered the expanse of the heavens. And wherever I look, Jibreel is there. And I turn away avoiding him, and he's there, and he keeps saying, I am Jibreel, and you are the messenger of Allah. I am Jibreel, and you are the messenger of Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam runs down the mountain sliding. And to his amazement and surprise, as he's coming down the mountain, the rocks start to say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. For 600 and more years, humanity, the earth hasn't had a prophet. Finally, a prophet has come. It reminds me a little like Lion King when he picks up that little babe and the rest of creation goes crazy in celebration that the leader has come. Now the prophet has come. It is as though the rocks are seeking permission. Ya Rab, let us greet your prophet. And when I say this in 2011 and to a mixed audience like this, it requires a little clarification, Ustaz, but how can a rock speak? Like, for the love of God, Mr. Taran, you're a scientist, how can a rock speak? So, let me give you some evidence, inshaAllah, where it is witnessed by more than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Years later, the Prophet is in Medina al-Munawwara. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina, they built a masjid, a little humble masjid. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to speak, there was a tree, like a palm tree, he used to lean on when he used to speak, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you hear the name of your Prophet, say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lean on this tree to speak. Then one of the people came to him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, don't you think we should build a pulpit for you, a minbar for you, to stand on and speak so people can see you? So the Prophet said, do as you please. So they built a minbar for him on that side. And when the minbar is built, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam next week came and stood there and spoke. So he left the tree and he went there and spoke. And as he started to speak, and hundreds and thousands are sitting in front of him. And they say, Wallahi, Wallahi, we heard the tree sobbing, like crying, like a baby cries, sniffling. As in, now that they built you a pulpit, you left me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down, walked back to the tree, and started to rub it, as in, slide his hand on it to say, I'm still here. And the Sahaba say, the tree became silent. Once the Rasul and the Ashab are there, and this is documented, this is the magic of this religion, that nothing passed without documentation. And I say this respectfully, no one else can claim the same. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is with the Ashab, and he sees a young man. This is out in the desert, he's traveling now. I am jumping from scene to scene because I'm discussing the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is out in the desert and he sees a young man. And he says, young man, come here. So the man came. And he goes, I am the messenger of Allah. Believe in me. And the man is hesitant. Young lad, like, it's overwhelming. A man comes to you, believe in me. So he says, the Prophet noticed he's hesitant. So he said, what if that tree comes and tells you I am the Prophet? Would you believe? He said, yes. So the Prophet said, come. And the tree came to him. And he said, Ashhadu annaka la Rasulullah. I swear you're the messenger of Allah. And the young man got scared and ran away. So when I say the rock spoke, and said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." Wa Rabbul Ka'aba, the rock spoke and said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." And these are some of the miracles. I don't know how much time you want to give me. Khalas, I'll keep going until you pull me off.